Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're addressing a challenge many of us face: balancing life and fatherhood. If such things are separate and such a balance is even achievable. Finding equilibrium between our various responsibilities and our role as fathers can feel like walking a tightrope. But with the right strategies, it's possible to create harmony. Let's explore why this balance, if it's even achievable, matters and how we can achieve it. Balancing life and fatherhood is crucial for several reasons. First and foremost, a good balance reduces stress and prevents burnout, allowing you to be a more patient and present father. Moreover, by managing multiple responsibilities effectively, you're teaching your children valuable life skills. This balance also ensures you have quality time with your family, creating lasting memories. Additionally, when fatherhood doesn't overshadow other aspects of your life, you're likely to feel more fulfilled overall. This personal satisfaction positively impacts your relationship with your partner and your children, and that's what a good life is all about. Lastly, maintaining this balance allows time for self-care, benefiting both you and your family in the long run. So, how can we achieve this delicate balance? Let's start by setting clear boundaries. Establish specific times for work, for family, for personal activities, and stick to them. Next, prioritize ruthlessly. The world will never prioritize your family or your mental health. That is your job. Identify your top priorities in each area of your life and focus on those. Learn to say no to less important commitments and say yes to you, your family, and what's best for your growth. Another crucial step is to schedule family time. Put family activities on your calendar and treat them with the same importance as other commitments, even if it's as simple as walking the dog with the kids. It's also important to communicate openly. Have regular conversations with your partner and your children and the people who are stakeholders outside in your life about your needs and challenges and their needs and challenges, and help each other balance your responsibilities. Lastly, don't forget to practice self-care. Make time for activities that recharge you and make you feel good, enabling you to be a better father and person. Your next step is to actively work on balancing your responsibilities this week. Here's a simple plan. First, conduct a time audit. For 1 week, track how you spend your time and identify areas where you can cut back on non-essential activities or where you need to set up stronger boundaries. Next, have a family meeting to discuss and plan quality time together. Let each family member suggest an activity they'd like to do. Finally, implement one new boundary between different areas of your life, such as no phone use during dinner or dedicated personal time each week. At the end of the week, look back on these changes. How did they affect your sense of balance? What challenges did you face? And how can you overcome them? Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, balancing life and fatherhood, if it's even achievable, isn't about perfection. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that it's your life and you can set it up how you want.